Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle. Dig.
Ah, yes. You're listening to the world famous Ben and Skin Show, 97.1 The Eagle. We are coming to you live today from Pluckers and Grapevine. Let's try this again. It's a Friday. How are y'all doing, Pluckers? This is a great crowd.
Really rocking. Really rocking.
I've bounced around, met some people, grateful to see so many people out here. When we worked at 105.3 The Fan, one of our favorite coworkers is a guy named Colby Sapp, and he is here. Colby Sapp in the middle of the room.
That guy right there.
It's a true American badass right there. It's a great dude.
Are you saying Colt Beer Sapp?
That's a good name.
Yeah.
Colby Colt Beer Sapp.
Yeah, what's up?
It's a good dude right there, and seeing so many familiar faces and some new faces, too. If you ever miss our show, just remember, you can always catch the podcast, except it gets difficult on a day like with a live remote.
Mm-hmm.
So really, if you, today...
We got him.
We got those two? We figured out two? Okay, there you go.
Damn,
okay.
Girl.
Somebody was killing KT on social media for not posting the remotes, and looks like he figured
she
it out.
She wasn't killing me.
They just don't realize.
It's just, if it's on the way, I'll go back to the station.
Nope. So someone was being
it's complicated.
Someone was being unreasonable on social media.
No one was being unreasonable. She was very nice.
I thought Kevin was unreasonable.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I responded with, well, there are some complications.
No, I was just trying to take that into consideration. So that's great. So today's show will be podcasted. Ben and Skin podcast.com. We're right around 110,000 downloads per month. So grateful to everybody who listens live and then listens to the podcast. And anytime you share the show, if it's a link or whatever, you join one of our listener groups or something like that, it really means a lot to us. So thank you for the support. Now we're going to dial up some good times. The show is going to end on a high because we got the Today game.
Good segue.
We got the Love Shack.
We should move this segment to the end of the show.
No, we shouldn't.
And end the show with this current segment.
No.
We've got the weekday update with a pretty cool story. So we've got a lot. We're going to finish strong, but it's time to turn our attention to some tragic events that took place. And here with the latest is Kevin Turner.
Have you ever seen the movie Basketball Diaries?
I think I did. Is that with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio plays the guy that wrote and sang that song.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. What's it called? Jim something or other?
Jim Collins Band.
Yeah, it was their only song, but that Leonardo DiCaprio character is the dude that wrote and sang that song.
So we have several stories that all involve the passing of someone. We know that it's inevitable for all of us, and we don't want to make light of this. We have two stories that are actually kind of funny, I'm told.
Oh.
I'm told.
Who told you that?
But then we've got some very serious ones and unfortunate ones.
All black.
So we are now prepared for Kevin to walk this tightrope and make sure that he's being sensitive.
Well, he started it with a punk classic, so I don't know.
How is death funny?
Well, just trying to keep the mood up. You have to temper it. You have to pick and choose your battles.
Yeah.
Here.
You just said, here, catch, and you threw it to Edward Scissorhands.
So now, with the latest on these unfortunate stories, we will learn more about stories we don't know about yet from Kevin.
Kevin?
Oh, I dropped it. last night, a lady, a cinematographer, was killed on the set of a movie called Rust. She was shot by Alec Baldwin. But it was a prop gun.
With blanks.
That accidentally discharged.
Oh. Okay, hold on. Do we know that it accidentally discharged?
I don't know that.
Because the director got shot as well.
The director got shot as well. I think three shots were shot.
Here's what it makes me think. Now, the details are still developing, and he has been questioned and released, right?
Yeah, pretty torn up about it, apparently.
I would imagine. There's no way he said, I want to kill some people today. And this has happened on movie sets before. I think probably most famously Brandon Lee.
Yeah.
Was that on the Crow?
Or the Crow, yeah.
Whatever. And then also real famously, there was a movie that came out when Ben and I were in junior high. There was a huge movie, The Twilight Zone. Mm-hmm. And Vic Morrow, the actor, was murdered in a scene. I believe it was like a helicopter blade or something horrific.
Oh, was that Apocalypse Now? Or?
No. It was Twilight Zone.
Okay.
Not too long after that.
Okay.
But Vic Morrow, I believe, is real famously the dad of Jennifer Jason Leigh, from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. But so these things happen, but blanks can kill you. Like, it's not...
Oh, really?
Yes.
So, like, when you're... Like, if it's a blank and somebody's about to have a track meet and they're like, pow, there's something that actually shoots out of that?
Yeah, and conceivably, you shouldn't be doing a blank up at close range or
right.
something.
Yeah. That's kind of common sense.
Right?
Yeah.
So, without knowing the details, with it being the cinematographer and it being the director that both got shot... It almost makes me think it's a kind of thing where he's supposed to be shooting at the camera or something. Because generally, the cinematographer is going to be, or director of photography is going to be behind the camera and the director will be nearby. Now, it also could have been them talking through a scene and almost is like the John Travolta thing in Pulp Fiction where he's got the gun the wrong way or something. But you wouldn't think that you would fire three shots like that.
It was three shots?
I think it was three. Now, this is his name is Steve Wolf. A theatrical firearms safety expert. So I have no idea how you end up, how that's your career, but a theatrical firearms safety expert commented on it. He said, if you put a blank in there, you make sure it's a blank and there's no bullet on the end of it. It's hollow. It's just gunpowder and a piece of paper that holds the powder in. So he said the only thing that would come out would be hot gases and flame and smoke and a noise.
Interesting.
So someone didn't double check
now,
enough?
Now, when he did that interview, he was holding up a fake gun and slinging it around recklessly on TV.
Like a guy working at Six Flags.
So, yeah, I don't know, man. It's...
There's the one article I read, there's a disclaimer in there that said, you can die from blanks. This is a disclaimer. Don't think that just because it's a blank, you can't die.
It does sound like you said, if the director and the director of photography were shot.
And she died.
And there was three shots that he would have been shooting towards a camera that was aimed at him.
That's my thought, but we're guessing.
And not aiming at another actor.
Right.
And so, you know, and if because it wasn't one shot, so he was clearly supposed to be firing in that direction. So this is 1,000,000,000% not on Alec Baldwin in any way.
No.
But how does he move forward in his life now? How does he act anymore? How do they, what happens to that movie? It's like there's so many questions from it. It's just an absolute tragedy.
It is horrible.
I don't even know what to think because they said, or I read something where he had gone, he had to be questioned by police, and then I guess the paparazzi shows up and they got it. There's like a photo of him like doubled over crying or whatever.
God.
He had to release a statement. Like, what do you say?
Did release the statement?
Yeah, and it was the basically, there are no words type statement that you have to do or whatever, but it's terrible. Just terrible. She was 42.
I thought she was younger than that.
She looked younger than that in the pictures, yeah.
And her career, I was reading a little thing, her career was just kind of starting to take off a little bit.
Yeah.
Ugh. She got a bunch of recognitions in 2019 in her field.
Other death.
Quick question.
Oh, yeah.
Does everybody here like Alec Baldwin?
I mean, I never really have, to be honest with you, from an act, like, from a character standpoint.
Uh-huh. He's got a bad reputation?
He had that thing that came out where he was yelling at his daughter or stepdaughter in a way that you wouldn't typically probably yell at your kid.
I think he's probably, he's so now closely aligned with doing Trump. I kind of get the sense that he's like the lib version of Trump.
Well, his best friends are Paul McCartney and Lorne Michaels.
Who, Alec Baldwin?
Yeah, that's who he hangs out with.
Yeah, and that's probably why he's on all the time. But my whole point is that, you only get one side of the story. But the manner in which he talked to his daughter, pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I've been outrageously mad at my kids, but he was talking to his daughter with contempt. Now, I realize when you're involved in these very public divorces it was public, but like these contentious divorces, it can get really, really horrible and parents can do and say things they don't mean. But man, it's very much like the vindictive bully personality that he seems to be going after when he lampoons Trump, and he's doing the same thing.
So I don't know anything about his life. You know, I hear these stories or whatever, but I haven't dug in enough to like get a good feel for who he is and what he's like in his personal life. But I find him to be hilarious. Like, I love him on SNL. I'm not talking about Trump, but, you know, Canteen Boy was so freaking funny.
Sweaty balls, bro. Sweaty balls.
So many great movies. And, dude, if you are a fan of 30 Rock, it's impossible not to love that man. His character in that was with Liz Lemon. Oh, my God, that was hilarious.
I didn't like him in 30 Rock, though.
You didn't?
I just never, there's something about him I never liked, but I would never wish this upon someone, you know? If, like, that's awful.
If we were to, and don't let what happened last night change this in any way, but if we were to go ahead and rank the five Baldwin brothers, where do you think he would end up? Would he be top two?
I mean, who else is, like,
bro, there's Stephen Baldwin. I mean, that
which
guy.
Which was the one in Mighty Ducks?
I mean, there's not, there's...
Wait, what?
Is that a Baldwin?
I think you're wrong. I think you're thinking about one of the Sheen brothers.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
I think, see,
oh
that's the thing.
There's they're all
Alec,
generic.
There's Alec Baldwin and his brothers.
Dude, yeah. Steve Baldwin, he played Barney in the Flintstones.
He was Barney Rubble in the Flintstones movie.
So, was he the one in
Usual Suspects?
Yes.
Wasn't one of them in Backdraft?
Then the one, there was the one that was the more handsome, skinnier one. He was in a couple things. But.
And then they also had a bloated, druggy Baldwin brother that was always sweating, that was on like some TV cop shows.
That was like the Ben Rogers of the Baldwin brothers.
Fred Baldwin? Yeah. I don't know. I would, and this may not be the day to rank the Baldwin brothers. Who
Doug Baldwin was good for the Seahawks.
Oh, great coach.
Yeah. Doug.
Yeah,
good receiver.
So a 20-year-old, so Tufts University is in Massachusetts. A 20-year-old lacrosse player has died. She choked during a hot dog eating contest.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
She was taking part in an off-campus competitive eating competition. Her name is Madeline Nickpun. She is 20 years old, and she died. She fell unconscious after choking.
All right, I'm immediately harkening back to the time Skin and I worked at the Ticket. We were doing a Saturday show, and we were at Bob Thomas Ford in McKinney.
Yep.
And, you know, we were just a Saturday show, and we got to be on every once in a while, and, you know, we were just trying to carve out a career in this.
Trying to work at some car dealerships.
And so it'd be a Saturday, it's like a two-hour show from a car dealership, right?
Yeah.
We'd take it from the orphanage, and then we would do our two-hour show.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that if people came out to the car dealership and stuff, we'd have a chance to maybe keep doing Saturday shows is all we were really thinking. And so we're at Bob Thomas Ford and McKinney, and they're like, hey, we're doing a hot dog eating contest today. Would one of you guys like to enter it? And we're like, no, we can't. We got to do the show. We can't really do a hot dog contest. But maybe, you know, when our listeners get here, they're going to pack the place like this. This is what we had hoped we'd have. This, but it wasn't like this. We're grateful for you guys. This was crickets.
We need you guys to go buy cars for us.
We're at a car dealership, and the only people there were the salesmen that already worked there,
and they're bored because there's no customers, so they're watching the show.
So we had one guy show up, and so his name was Boston Dave. He was a guy that he went to a lot of the different show remotes.
And not only was his name Dave, he was from Boston.
He was from Boston.
So he was Boston
and
Dave.
And so we were like, Dave, man, thank you for coming. Would you mind getting in this hot dog eating contest? And he's like, yeah, I don't really want to. And we're like, oh, man, I get that. But, man, even if you lose, it'll just make us look good that we have one listener who got in. And he was like, okay, for you guys, no problem. I'll get in the hot dog eating contest. And we're like, okay.
What a guy.
Yeah. So,
oh, man.
They start having the hot dog eating contest. And towards the end of it, you look at Dave, and he's green. Like, he has turned green, and he does not look at all healthy. And we're like, oh, God, Dave, you didn't have to try to win it. You know, he's like, what'd he say?
He goes, man, I just got a physical. My doctor said that I had some cholesterol and some heart problems.
Oh, my God.
And we're like, what?
And y'all are forcing hot dogs down his throat.
And Ben made you enter this contest.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I signed a release.
So we were like, do you need a ride to the hot? Like, the show ended, and we didn't know, like, he's like, yeah, I'm going to have someone come pick me up. I don't think I can drive. We were like, no, this is so scary. Like,
it was horrible.
And so we're thinking, A, we this super nice guy, we don't want anything to happen to him. And B, we're thinking it's probably the end of our radio career. probably never going to be able to work again.
Spare show kills local man.
And then it was like a month. Like, he would come to every Saturday show, and then it was like a month later. We hadn't seen him for a month, and we're like, oh, my God, looking in the papers, like, is this guy okay? And then he showed up again, and we've never been happy. We're like, dang!
We threw our headset down and ran and dogpiled him.
He was like, why are you guys doing that? We're like, we thought you were dead.
He's like, well, I came back from the dead.
But that's, you know, we were young. We didn't really know what we were doing, but... You know, hot dog eating contests in general are incredibly unhealthy.
Ugh. Man.
And now dangerous.
Yeah. So how did she die? Did
choked.
It, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Man, I very much I very much remember the youth organization Young Life. It was, you know, me and Ben went to the same high school. There's a lot of people in it. A lot of, you know, it's a high school with 2,700 people. And so when we're spring of ninth grade going into high school, they have a Young Life, and they're trying to get all the junior highs together. And, you know some kids. Like, I'd already known Ben, even though we didn't go to the same school. But they go, all right, we need each junior high to send up a guy who's got the biggest mouth. And so the idea, I see the way, but it was this okay. was pre-internet porn, Christina. So it was like, you know, who's the brash guy that's going to talk the most trash? Like, that's the way it's perceived.
Right.
So everyone from my junior high immediately turns, oh, hit Jeff. Wade, you go up there.
You were known for having a big mouth.
Yeah, the football team knew it. So
I don't get it.
Me neither.
Are you just throwing tomatoes at him on football practice, just talking trash?
I go up there thinking that, you know, it's going to be some sort of trash-talking thing, and it was shove as many crackers in your mouth as you can.
Bunch of white guys.
Yes, and they were lined up, and they were ready.
For what? And so were you.
They were all standing there with their hands on their hips. Now, and so, but that feeling of doing that is a horrible, horrible feeling.
Have you ever choked on food before?
I was young, but I know that I have. Have you?
Yes.
Did you do the self?
Well, no. Luckily, I was able to get it out before I needed it. But you look around and you're like, I can't breathe. And you're like looking at people like, that's what I'm wondering. If no one was around her, was she not making the motion?
Probably because it was competition.
Right? I mean, oh, God.
She might have not even known.
I don't know.
Bro, I can't, like, I do watch those mukbang videos because they just pile up on my Instagram. But that's like, they're eating, you know, like beef ribs and like oysters and all this stuff. The idea, those hot dog eating contests where they're just cramming hot dogs and hot dog buns and they have to drink water to like lube things up. It is so freaking nasty. Yeah. It's insane.
What do these people think is happening inside their body?
Trained themselves to know.
But, dude, yeah, it's like, hey, dude,
this is different. Thing. Yeah.
A lot of them are just thin people, too.
Yeah.
Like, so I think they just have huge stomachs or something.
And also, like, really thick throats. I mean, but anyways, do you know what to do if you're alone and you're choking?
Heimlich yourself.
Right? Do you know how to do it?
No.
I believe, I could have this wrong. Yes, you do it on the corner of a table.
Oh, okay.
You're supposed to leverage right below the rib cage, right? You're supposed to leverage it and jam yourself into the corner of a table to try to get enough pressure for it. Let's try it here.
No, it's not. I'm telling you, though, the panic that takes over you when you're choking, like, you forget how to even function. You're like, I just need to breathe, and I can't breathe. It's terrifying.
It's like, oh, my God, I believe in you now.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
It's terrible.
You ready for third death? One?
Yeah, did you want to say anything about your own gag reflex?
I'm done on the hot dogs and the gagging.
Okay.
We can all have goals, Kevin.
A 30-year-old man was killed after a monkey threw a brick and hit him in the head from the second floor of a building.
All right, this is my favorite story of 2021. I think this is incredible.
I need you to repeat it because there was so much there.
A 30-year-old man in India was killed after he was hit in the head with a falling brick that was thrown from a monkey on the second floor of a building.
All right.
How strong is this monkey?
Hey, show some respect.
Has anybody here seen 2001? Yes.
Yes. Space Odyssey.
You remember the scene where the monkey picks up the bone and kills the animal and realizes he has power? That's what happened on top of this building.
I disagree.
This monkey said, you know what? Watch this. And he threw it, and he took that guy out, and it's Planet of the Apes, and they turned and high-fived, and they are coming for us.
No.
And they're stronger than all of you guys.
No, I disagree. Here's what happened. You got the guy who's sitting down eating his lunch down unbeknownst to anyone, anyone's above him. And the guy who's been hooking up with his wife is up like two stories up with a brick. And there's just a monkey hanging out eating a banana. He throws the brick, kills the guy, and just looks at the monkey going, what are you doing? Monkey.
Did you believe that monkey threw that?
Yeah, oh, that monkey, God. Dude. No. I guarantee you people are going to start having monkeys as pets now. And anytime a murder happens, they're like, oh, no, man, it's the monkey.
Okay, so it should be known that there were bricks put on top. It was a water cooler, right?
Yeah, it's like a protecting a water tank. And they didn't. They was there so the monkeys would not move the bricks.
Yes.
And then get into the water tank. There was a bunch of them, and they went and did some teamwork.
Okay,
and
so yeah, they were pissed.
I'm telling you, this is a moment of evolution.
This is amazing.
This is a light bulb moment going on above a monkey's head. They've changed their game.
No,
it is on.
I would think that if there was like 17 people that took a brick that day, but it's just unlucky. This guy was just in the wrong place.
What monkey?
Just walking down the street, he was going to his job.
He goes,
like a spider monkey or what?
It was a macaque.
Okay, so.
That's what it's called.
Do they have a trial? Does the monkey go on trial? And then is it a jury of his peers? Is there a monkey jury?
Yes.
I mean, how do you... This
sounds
is going
like
to be...
kangaroo court.
Well, I mean, this is the whole thing. There's going to be some sort of extradition involved where the Indian government has to get the monkey from the monkeys to hand him over.
Wow.
Right? This is not a normal trial.
It's not, and I'll tell you why, because there was another monkey incident a little earlier that year.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right?
Tell me, bro.
That year, this
and
year?
And it involved... hold on, I exited out of it because that... So, get this. It says that, earlier this month, I'm sorry, the wife of a leader of a major political party in India fell to her death while trying to escape a monkey attack.
I'm telling you, bro. You go after their leaders.
She was 50. She was being attacked by a monkey, and she jumped down from a terrace and died earlier this month. Because the monkey was disagreed with her politics.
A giant humming monolith found in India. I'm telling you, it's on.
And another guy died with his buddy put air compressor up his butt.
I'm sorry, can anybody be quiet? Kevin,
sorry, we need total silence here, please. Say that again.
A man died.
I can't hear you. Can you hear him? Anybody hear Kevin? Yeah,
sorry.
The guy in the back needs you.
Louder, Kevin.
Oh, sorry, let me clear my throat.
Everybody be quiet.
Let me get a drink of water.
Clear a hot dog out of there.
A man died allegedly after his friend inserted an air compressor into his rectum.
What?
To relieve his constipation.
Someone said that's kinky.
You wanted to hear it again. You got it.
I would have never said that in front of my friends and family.
I didn't know what you were reporting.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
The man confessed to the crime, though. He said his buddy was upset with constipation. He asked him, he said, help me relieve my constipation by pumping air into the rectum. All right. So then he, air compressor, turned it on.
Coming up next.
Christina's going to do to our air mattress when she goes camping.
Don't do that.
Sleeping bag. Not
coming up next, a formal apology from Kevin Turner of iHeart.
I'm not apologizing for that. I'm doubling down.
In Grapevine, right here on the Mighty Eagle.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.